This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. And now what I want to call effluenza, an epidemic of cities in China which don't treat their sewage. Nearly half of China's rivers are so polluted they're unfit for human contact. It's strong-smelling proof that China has a lot of work to do to clean up the environment. But there is hope. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz has this story about a new government program to encourage Chinese citizens to report on water pollution via social media.
The name of the new government campaign in Chinese is Hei Chou He, literally translated Black and Stinky River. Shi Dianshuo thinks he's found one.
Look at all this garbage. The water is very dirty, too. I'd say this river belongs in the black and stinky category.
We're walking along the banks of the Xialong River in an industrial suburb of Beijing. The river is filled with garbage. Diapers, paint, styrofoam, furniture. In some parts, the water is pitch black, then milky white. All of it stinks. On his phone, Shi taps a social media app that is a direct line to the government.
I'm reporting this river to the authorities, and within 7 days, I'll get a reply saying whether they'll add this river to the list.
The Beijing Water Authority has promised to clean up all the rivers on the list by the end of 2017. 200 other Chinese cities are taking part, too. Nationwide, citizens have successfully added 2,000 rivers to the list.
This is one of the first time for the government to really actually, not theoretically or abstractively, engage with people. They want people to actually participate in the cleaning up.
Ma Jun heads the Institute of Public and Environmental Affairs in Beijing. Ma says the Black and Stinky Rivers program may have a funny name, but what it's asking people to do, participate, is unprecedented. The government has also teamed up with Ma to create another social media app that, with a swipe of a finger, allows citizens to monitor hourly air and water emissions data from several thousand factories throughout China, all in real time. This data has never been shared with the public. Up until now, says Ma, local officials with access to the data often interfered with enforcement because they were tied to the polluting factories.
If this data can be shared with the public, then the public who have got informed can support the local agencies to overcome this interference.
Back on the smelly, garbage-strewn banks of the Xialong River, Shi Dianshuo is cautiously optimistic.
I'm sure the government will make it hard, but we'll keep on them.
After all, says Shi, if we don't do it, who will? In Beijing, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.